This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, limits of kidding and joking. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of joking and kidding in the Islamic lifestyle. When we look at the Islamic text, we see that it is said that there are the limits of joking with each other or kidding with each other or having jest. And we should observe all those limits. It is very important that we see the limits and we live in the limits. And we do not exceed what it is said. And what we see in the Islamic text, it says that Allah does not like someone who does the joke, and in that joke, he is insulting or humiliating others. There shouldn't be such a way of having joke or kidding with each other. So we need to be very much careful about what we say generally in our life. And we can be, when we follow the footsteps of Ahlul Bayt or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, it is said that inni la'amzahu wa la aqulu illa haqqan. We say that the Prophet has said that I do joke, but I never said the wrong thing. I only say the truth, even when I want to have, obviously, I want to joke with someone. It is in the limits of the truth, and it's not something which is false. It is not something which is a lie. It is always a truth. So therefore, when we want to joke with others, we want to have fun, we are sitting in a gathering, so it should be based on the truth, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of joking and kidding with each other or having fun with each other in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that the Prophet has said that whenever I do a joke or if I am kidding with someone, I say what it is the truth. And we see that in the life of the Prophet as well. For example, it is said in the history, it has been narrated that an old lady, she came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where she did not have the teeth. Her teeth were dropped, and she asked the Prophet that, "Oh Prophet," she was crying and said, "Oh Prophet, tell me, will I, with the state that I have no teeth, I have become an old lady, old woman, I don't have powers in my hands and legs to walk, to work, will I also go to the paradise?" So the Prophet answered her that, "No, such a person cannot go to the paradise." And she started to cry. And she went out of the mosque and she saw the Bilal, one of the companions of the Prophet, who was black in race. And she said to her, and he came to the Prophet with that lady, that, "Oh Prophet, did you said such to her?" Prophet said, "Yes, Bilal, you should remember that even blacks will not go to the paradise." And they both were confused and they said, "Why?" The Prophet said that this old lady, she will become young. She will have her teeth back. She will go the way she was in the young age. And in the paradise, there is no color. Obviously, these colors or the skin or the body that we have, it is related to this world. Here we have different races and different colors. But when we pass away, our souls are the lights there. They are the one in the color. When you look at the souls, it has no ethnic that this is the soul of the Asian, for example, or African or American or something like that. The soul is the soul. It does not have any kind of color or race. So therefore, everyone will become young and everyone will have one color when they enter the paradise, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.